This is a good football team. You know, not far off from starting the year 4-0. A lot of pride, a lot of veteran leadership over there. I think, you know, at this point in the season, you start thinking about where you want to be at in December, and if they want to be, you know, where we want to be. This is an important game for both teams. Yeah, the last one in Houston, because you know, he had to make an incredible adjustment for that and kind of tip it to himself to bring it in. I think the way that he's playing is a direct correlation to the way that he's practicing. He's making a lot of those plays in practice. He's got improved practice habits, and I think that's that confidence that he's been getting in practice because he's been getting the ball thrown his way because he's been working hard. Is transferring over into the game. He's getting more opportunities and making the most of them.
They have 26 sacks, I think. Can you talk about their defensive scheme and what makes them good?
Yeah, they're a little bit different than you see a lot of 3-4 teams. They're, you know, they're real stout in the middle, but they get a good pass rush from their interior three guys. They're not, you know, typical two-gap guys. They're a little more athletic than you're going to see a lot of times. From those positions, they get good rush there. They like middle pressure. We had two good linebackers. One of them has got, I believe, 8 sacks on the year, who can get pressure up the middle. So they're still young off the edge, but those guys are improving as well, and they do a good job of throwing a lot of different types of pressure at you.
Aaron, how confident are you in the run game?
Yeah, I mean, it would take some of the pressure off the passing game if we could have a little more balance there in the run game and just be a little more effective, put us in better down and distances there on second and third downs, and you know, hopefully make the defense have to get out of their two-shell defenses. Now, some defenses will come in and play what they want to play, but you've seen a couple times teams just set back and cover two and been able to stop us with their front 4, 6, and 7. So we got to do a better job of running the ball when we get those clean looks.
How do you feel you're doing with your no-huddle offense at this point of the season? And particularly, that's got to be a challenge when you've got guys out injured, timing, personnel changes.
Yeah, I think that's the toughest thing when you're losing, you know, Jordy and Greg for extended time is you just don't have the same continuity all the time with the amount of reps we put in that no-huddle, the, you know, some of the signal variation stuff that we do formationally. And you know, those guys, they got to come along, though. I'm really just, you know, Jarrett, when he gets his opportunities, and you know, I think he's ready. There's an expectation around here that when a guy goes down, the next guy up has got to step in and play well, and, you know, Jarrett's going to get some more opportunities, and we feel confident. There's a reason we kept him on the team after training camp is because he's going to be a big-time player for us at some point.
The Cardinals have been kind of up and down. How do you prepare for a team that hasn't been consistently good or consistently bad?
I think you got to expect the up. You know, when there's been a little inconsistency, you got to expect them to come in and play their best game. They're, you know, a team with a lot of veteran leadership, a lot of pride. We know what it feels like to be beaten down and have people kind of telling you that you're struggling and how annoying that can be at times and how you just want to get back on the field and prove them wrong. So they're coming in here with a lot of confidence, I'm sure, and a lot of pride, and going to be trying to get to 5-4 while we're trying to get to our bye week 6-3 and put us in a good situation for the second half of the season.
Is their secondary unusually aggressive, maybe taking advantage of that pass rush?
I think so. You know, when you're playing with a good pass rush and your veteran players like they are in the secondary, you understand timing probably better than maybe some of the younger players, understand when the ball's got to come out. You know, both Kerry and Adrian have played a lot of football between them. I think it's 20 years. So there's a lot of experience there, a lot of reps, understanding of blitz concepts and route concepts and timing. So they do a good job of understanding those things. And you got some guys outside that can cover as well.
Guys probably got to make some pains, but Mike said today, hey, don't think about the bye, think about the game. Is that message coming through in today's practice?
Yeah, I mean, I understand what he's saying. It's think about how good it would feel to get a win going into the bye. I think that's kind of where I'm at. I don't know about the rest of the guys.
We saw last week a lot of guys were looking for to that bye, and that's at this point in the season, and then there was the whole lack of energy deal on Sunday. Where do you expect it to be? Looking forward to that bye, so you're going to come out excited to play?
Well, I expect the guys to be professional, and this is a game. We get paid to play, paid to perform. We got to perform better this week, and then the reward is some time off. So hopefully the guys prepare like that.